Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome back to a brand new episode, to a brand new decade, January 20th, 2020. Barbara Walters 2020.
It was coming.
Barbara has to come. Oh my God. I am El Padrino along with my co-host. Welcome everybody back. All our view, all our listeners, not viewers, because we don't have anything to view. All our listeners over here. Welcome back. Hope everybody started the new year with a fucking with a great bang. Honestly, I hope everybody got laid on New Year's, got a fucking kiss. Hope everybody's already losing the weight they wanted to lose, keeping up with their New Year's resolutions. I know I am. My New Year resolution to eat less, and hopefully I lose weight in the process. La Gata's resolution was to work out more, get toned up, get it going. How's that going for you?
It's going well. It's a struggle fighting for the weights with all the New Year, New Me, New Decade people.
I know, guys. Sharing is caring. Learn to share the weights.
Or if you can just give up on your resolution and start next year, that'd be great
for Yes, me. You don't start next year. Start next month.
Please.
You know, just face it. Look in the mirror and be like,
is this really the year?
I'm in shape. I'm round. Round's a shape. I'm going to stay like this.
I want my winter body all year long.
There it is.
It's all about hibernation.
And then right now, in this weather, fucking a little extra fucking
padding.
Yeah. Insulation. Doesn't work. It does work. Will help. Wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that'll help our Mexican blanket. A San Marcos thick-ass blanket with a bear, a tiger, or a Rosa or la Virgen de Guadalupe. Whatever keeps you warm.
I don't think I'll ever be able to lay down with a Virgen Guadalupe blanket.
Really? You wouldn't feel safer?
Is it baptized? Is it blessed by somebody?
I just figure like...
Or did Jesus just decide to put the Virgen de Guadalupe in a blanket and be like, hey, 15 pesos.
I'm just thinking like a demon's going to fly into your room and see the Virgen and be like, not messing with them. Nope. What? You don't think about that? Like, keep things around to keep you
safe. A demon fly into your room.
Yes. And then you have a Virgin Mary blanket.
Wow.
Oh my God. You got to think of the what do they say? Like, you got to be prepared for the un.
Apparently, we have Van Helsing on the show. Oh my God. Welcome, Van Helsing. Tell us, how do we kill the demon that flies into our window?
Van Helsing. I never saw it.
Wow.
I heard about it, though. It's like a flying angel? Demon vampire?
Vampire. Player? Flying angel. Really?
He's a vampire?
No.
What's Val Hunt?
He's a werewolf. You gotta see the movie.
Is it good?
What's his name plays it? The one who played Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, he plays it.
I know what I'm doing this week. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow. Again, welcome back, everybody. We're here killing demons that fly through your window. Fuck the Ghostbusters. We're right here. We got you. Right here.
So, I reached out to our listeners.
You reached out to our listeners. Did they reach back, though?
They did reach back.
So, we got to reach around.
They didn't reach around. It wasn't that kind of reach out.
We had a full circle reach.
Makes me think terrible things. It's terrible things.
So you reached out to the listeners. Did the listeners respond?
They did. Just to see what they wanted to hear us talk about or any topics and things like that. So I am going to give you the option. We have three questions that I picked, and I'll label them like this. There is one that's out of this world. There's one that's intense.
Intense for you, or intense for me, or intense for our listeners?
Intense for everybody. It's just a touchy subject. And then the third question is open to interpretation. So you can pick however you want to start, Padrino.
So we have door number one, door number two, and door number three.
Correct. Behind door number one, it's out of this world.
Behind door number two,
touchy AF.
Touchy as fuck. Okay.
And number three, open to interpretation.
Open to interpretation. You know what? I like to live life and be a little daredevil. I'm going to choose door number two, Bob.
You would pick number two. All right, so.
Final answer.
Are you ready for this question?
I am ready. What's the prize if I get it right?
I don't know who wins or who loses, depending on your opinion. But when I saw this question, I was like, you know what? I can't wait to hear what the Padrino's input is.
All right.
So. This is a couple question. It says, I would say the line between cutting the cord and being a man and figuring out that life as a husband with his wife is not running to his mom behind his wife's back for money. So I guess the opinion, they want your opinion in where do you draw the line with your significant other pretty much going to his mom behind your back to get money, kind of like to provide to make ends meet. Like how do you address that topic with your partner?
Well, the way I see it, so technically they are having financial issues and behind his wife's back, he went to his own mom and borrowed money so they could pay certain bills and all that.
Yes.
Now they use the money to pay bills.
Yeah, it was totally, it wasn't like I'm going to buy jet skis. It was like,
That mom has money like that, right? Can I meet his mom?
I mean, you aren't looking, so. I'm just saying, like, this was like a financial thing. Like,
okay,
they're tight, and instead of maybe saying, hey, babe, we can't afford this right now, perhaps, you know, I'm just he was like, you know what? Let me call in my lifeline. I'm going to hit up my mom for some money for the holidays or what have you. Like, I guess the female is asking.
Okay, I think here's the thing with it. In all honest opinion, Padrino's opinion, I think she's more bothered at the fact that he went behind her back. You are in a marriage. You're in a marriage where you need to trust your significant other. And to do that behind the person who says you're going to be with them through thick, through thin, life, rich or poor, and you can't trust them enough to be like, you know what, honey, babe, honey bear, honey boo, whatever you want to call each other, to trust them and be like, we're having financial difficulties, okay? They exhausted all their other resources, maybe getting a second job, maybe Uber, Lyft, something. If they've exhausted all their other resources, then you really got to sit down and talk to that person and be like, this is the issue that we're having. We're having financial issues. We can't make ends meet. Maybe we need to ask for a loan. Maybe we need to reach out to family, see if they could help us out. It's not something permanent. It's not something, you know, that's going to be like, well, my mom says she's going to give us money for the next 6 months. No. But I think what the thing that bothers her the most is that he broke a certain type of trust that she thought that they had. She gave him, she's giving her life to this man through thick and through thin, trust, belief, love, honesty, passion, all of that. So she expects him and she holds him to a standard that you are the man. I am your wife. You are my husband. You got to be open with me. You got to talk to me. You got to trust me. And him as a man, he needs to be like, this is my wife. How can I go behind her back? And that's what he did. He did. And I know a lot of times, a lot of guys might be like, oh, I didn't want my wife to worry, or I didn't want to do this. Mm-hmm. You got to remember, this macho, machista bullshit has to really end. I know a lot of us are old school. We were raised old school and all that. But there's times where you got to understand, does your pride overpower the love you have for the one you love? The one you said, I will be with you through forever, through to the day I die. What is more important? The love with your woman or your pride? And I think as a man, you need to realize that certain times you got to swallow that pride. You got to swallow that pride and realize, you know what, babe? This is what we're going on. Either we got to cut back on things, maybe sell some things.
Or do it together.
Yeah, figure it out together. Yeah. You get me? Because you're not on your own anymore. You're not doing it alone.
Agreed.
So I honestly think it's more the fact that she's honestly more the fact
hurt
and disappointed that he couldn't trust her enough to talk to her about this. Even if he says, I don't want her to worry, we understand that. I understand that you don't want your significant other to worry. You want to do the best thing you can to provide for your family and by all means necessary, which is fine. So tell me this. How can, if you can't talk to her about that, but you could start a family with her.
Mm-hmm.
You could talk to her the things you like, you don't like, when you got to know each other. She was willing to accept you through thick, through thin, whether you're rich or poor.
Can I add?
Go ahead. Add.
Okay, does your opinion change if I was to tell you they've been together for 20 years and they're about our age? They've been together since high school?
It does change.
So they've been together for
20 years. No, it doesn't change.
So 20-year history together, it doesn't affect that it's still your same opinion?
It's still the same thing.
Like teamwork.
Yeah, so you're still a team. Line. If you were willing to stick to each other through the harshest of times and through the greater times for 20 years, you grew up together. You learned from each other to be the couple that you are now for 20 years, high school sweethearts. You get me? You didn't stop and date others and then learn and then come back. You've been with each other from the beginning. So it doesn't change the fact that how can you be with someone for so long but not trust them with that? Makes no sense. You get me?
No, totally.
Do they have kids?
They do.
So this is what I'm saying. You trust her enough to bear your child, to raise your child, but not confining her to let her know, you know what? This is what we're going through. We need to figure this out together as a team. Everybody's always heard the expression, two heads are better than one. You get me? Mm-hmm. And sometimes having that person on your team, knowing women know there's not going to be perfect all the time. When they accept a man to be with them, they know that not every day is going to be luxury. Not every day is going to be the best. You're not always going to be able to go out every time. You're willing to make that commitment and those sacrifices. So she's been willing to do that for the last 20 years. Then he should have had the balls to be like, this is what's going on. Now, if there's a fact that where he fucked up and he lost money and he tried to cover it up by getting a loan from his mom, that's a whole different story.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of the backstory. It was just a very general question.
So honestly, okay. Well, basic answer, he should have been straight up with her for whatever reason. And been like, this is what's going on.
I don't know if she's disclosed to her partner that she knows about it. So this is just, again, me speculating. Do you think this is one of those things where, of course, it should be a face-to-face conversation? And it should be, like, how would you approach it? Would you say, you know what, hey, we need to talk? How do you... Like,
well, the thing about it is not to approach this with a hateful or angry mind. Don't let it weigh on your heart to the point where you're just going to yell at each other, because that's not going to happen and that's not honestly going to get anything done.
You know what that makes you think of? Something I saw, and I think you may have saw it, but you know, about how to look at a problem.
Okay.
I'm looking it up. It was along the lines of, you have to look at a problem the way, like, it's not you versus him. It's you two against whatever the issue is.
Right? Yes.
So I think that's kind of that saying comes in well, like they both together need to.
Now she found out. She came across that information. She needs to honestly sit down, think it through, maybe write down some notes, maybe write down how to approach this. But if she approaches this with hatred or anger or anything, you're not going to resolve it. Yeah. She needs to be like, this is what's going on. This is what I found out. We need to talk about this. Now, if he messed up and lost money because he was doing some other stuff and he doesn't do it, then she needs to think of her priorities straight, especially since there's kids involved. Yeah. Now, if it's just going because they're both going through harsh times, then she needs to approach him and be like,
just
communicate. Like, communication is key. Even if it is basic. And don't take no to, oh, we're fine and we're going to be fine. You can't take that.
Sit down and look at books.
You honestly really have to sit down, look at it, and be like, no, we're not. And if you care for me and care for our family as much as you do, then we need to sit down and figure this out as a family. Yeah. So I think, honestly, that is the best way to handle it. And not handle it with any anger or remorse or any type of...
Or resentment.
Yeah, you have to be open-minded.
I guess the vows have to kick in where... You know, you promise to be each other's best friend, love each other, work together.
You have each other's back. When you are married, you are each other's best offense and defense. Your back is going to be, both your backs have to be towards each other, ready to take on the world, but ready to be there to protect. I think that is the best way to do it.
I think that's good insight.
Okay.
That's really good.
So that was door number two, people, ladies and gentlemen, door number two. Now, so here we go. We still have door number one. And we still have door number three.
And then, of course, the random questions at the end.
The random questions. That is the mystery box, ladies and gentlemen. The mystery box. So let's go back to our contestant. Now we're going to go to La Gata. We have door number one and door number two.
No, door one and three.
Door one and three. My apologies. We have door number one, door number three.
Okay.
Good eye, contestant.
Door number one is out of this world.
Uh-huh.
And door number three is open to interpretation.
Okay. So what do you choose, La Gata? You get to choose this one. Door number one or door number three?
Door number one.
Door number one, out of this world.
Yes.
Let's open that door up. You know what? Let's open up the skies for that one.
The universe.
The universe. Woo!
Again, you are always and forever a pigeon, Padrino.
I went, woo!
I know, but you got pigeon sounds in you. Maybe woo-hoo. In your past life, you were a pigeon.
Era un pájaro. Fuck, era un dirty bird. Oh, I was a pigeon. I hope I was a pigeon in Paris.
Yeah,
so they feed you more there.
I was about to say they feed them and they run through them. So they want to see these fat little pigeons just
go. Yeah. We're not fatter. They're running through us. We got to lose weight. So
they waddle real hard.
We waddle. So hopefully I was a pigeon in fucking in Paris, not in South Central.
What decade would you have wanted to be a pigeon in Paris? Pigeon? Is that what you would say? You speak pigeon?
Let's see. Decade. I would say during the times, maybe early 1300s, 1400s, maybe.
Dang, you're going like for real.
Back. Yeah, maybe then, you you're know, because like huh? I'm not even really avoiding the plague. It's more the fact of. A lot of people were hungry, but they didn't. I don't think they had a lot of long range weapons back then. They had more swords. So, yeah, some more survival. And now they could have shot me down and eaten me. So, yeah.
I mean, at that point, you would have been a waddling stabbed
pigeon. They could have. I had a chance with a fucking bow.
You did.
I had a chance.
They might skewer you.
Yeah.
Just push it all the way through and then. That's me roasting.
Cool. So, all right. What's the question?
All right. So, I mean, it's more of a topic, of course.
A topic.
On this one. It's aliens and UFOs.
Aliens and UFOs. I wonder why they didn't ask about USOs.
I don't know if everybody knows what a USO is.
Just to get a little insight, ladies and gentlemen, a UFO is called an unidentified flying object, while a USO is unidentified submerged object.
So those are things in the creepy parts of the sea?
It's a lot of things where if you heard myths about sailors or people in like who sail across the oceans and all that, who've seen lights in the middle.
Like mermaids and sirens?
Not like, no. Squids? We're talking about things that they see coming out of the water and taking off into space. You know, we're talking about divers who said they've seen like cities or lights or something like that.
You actually made me drop my phone.
Like, yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Unidentified submerged objects.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it's like so many sailors who back in the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s, when people were still sailing tall ships. What a tall ship is also, a tall ship is a ship that still has sails. That's a tall ship.
There's been hunting.
That's el pájaro right there. There it is. That's a pigeon.
Isn't it that's nothing but the dog in you? It's nothing but the pigeon in you?
So here it is, guys. UFO, unidentified flying object. USO, unidentified submerged object. Aliens.
Aliens are the people who ride.
Yes.
In the submerged.
Or aliens are aliens are supposed to be. Don't people watch History Channel about aliens? Ancient
aliens?
Yeah, ancient civilization. I think that's what it's called. Aliens is technically the term of extraterrestrial. Someone who came from other than Earth. And is living here, who has come to study us or observe us or whatever it is, either.
I think I just understood something.
What?
Illegal alien.
Yeah.
That's so stupid and smart.
Okay.
Because they come here to learn what we do, do it better, and be better. Like, sorry, that literally was just like the little knowledge bomb, just like.
Apparently, Lagata had an epiphany.
I did. Illegal alien. Well. Duh.
Here it is. We're here building a wall. We're not building a wall.
We're not talking about the wall.
So here it is, people. Aliens. All right. What I think about aliens. Aliens.
Do they exist?
Do I feel like they exist? Honestly, I'm a high believer that they do.
Okay. Do you think they're green or do you think they're like the way we picture them in cartoons and movies or you think they're just among us?
I think they're just among us, to be honest with you, you know?
Like shapeshifters or skin crawlers?
I've heard about things more reptilians, people that could
shapeshift.
Not shapeshift, but they look like us, but we can't see it to the naked eye. There's a saying, a quote, and I'm gonna look for it right now. About this guy who says, I'll find it right now. Well, what do you think about aliens and unidentified objects while I look for this?
Okay, so when I was a little girl, mm-hmm. I've always believed in aliens. I've always believed that there is more to this existence, like universe, time, just everything. It's just, there's just no way to have an understanding of, I guess, everything. So when I was little, my stuffed animal was actually a rabbit with really long legs, and his name was Marciano.
I found it.
Do you know what Marciano means?
Alien.
And so I had a stuffed animal rabbit with long legs that looked human slash rabbit like, and I called it Marciano. So as you asked, do I believe? I certainly believe. Because I believe in the unbelievable, you know? Like, it just makes sense. If there's good, there's bad. If there's us, there has to be aliens. We're not the only ones.
Okay, I found the saying. Here we go. This is by Arthur C. Clarke. And quote unquote, he says, there are two possibilities exist. Either we are alone in the universe, or we are not. Both are equally terrifying.
I agree.
Because you got to think about it. In this vast universe, this abundance of space, mm-hmm. we have the Milky Way, which is our galaxy.
Right.
Then there's one next to us, Andromeda, which is another galaxy. And did you know we're on a collision course with Andromeda? No. We are slowly moving. We're supposed to collide with them in a billion years or something. Two universes colliding in a million years. People don't know this, but there's a planet like us, smaller, at light years distance. We can't see in the naked eye, but remember, light years is distance, it's not time. Mm-hmm. That kind of has the same geographical design,
like weather, like
kind of everything, like land, where they say we could survive.
Okay,
and it rotates just around this. There's so many planets that
around
are
us?
Yeah.
But it's
light. It's a dwarf planet.
And we can't see it.
That's what they call it. It's a dwarf planet. Mm. So you got to think about it. In this vast universe of abundance of space where you don't know what's out there. You get me? It's like the two satellites that they sent out back in the 70s and everything. To take pictures, Voyager 1 and Voyager 2, where they send pictures of Uranus and Saturn and Jupiter and all of this, and take pictures of their moons, you know, Titan and all of that. And one, I think, when was it 2015 or something? It barely reached outer space. And outer space is considered passing our plane system, pretty much Pluto. Oh. So it barely reached out. Like, out. And even though Pluto...
Like 3 years. 4 years.
No.
You said it barely reached out.
It barely went past outer space, and they launched it back in the 70s.
Oh, shit. I thought you meant 2015. I was like, oh, 4 years. Ain't
nothing. No.
Dang.
It barely reached outer space, I think, recently. Now it's in outer space. Like, it's out there.
You know what my brain automatically thinks? We gotta find a way to fucking teleport, because that takes way too long. Like this long distance travel.
Teleporting does a lot with molecule distribution. Like you can't really like break down molecules and atoms and everything to a singular form to really like teleport something because it's a big object.
You want me to tell you something? Denzel Washington, deja vu.
Deja vu.
I'm sorry you're saying it, but the fact that a movie has been made,
a movie has been made,
exists, I feel like that exists.
I'm sure there's a lot of technologies that exist, but and we're not
supposed to have it, right?
Or we don't know about it. It's like you got to look at that's why they say ancient aliens, how they made the pyramids. How do they get massive tons of solid material? Those,
I feel like they materialize. paralyze it.
But the thing is, by teleporting. Not even by teleporting. That's what they're saying. How do they do this? And how are they exactly pointed at certain stars or certain things?
I believe, just kind of like when they say the battery, the Baghdad battery, where it's vinegar and other things. Like, I believe that everything, no matter how complex it is, it honestly goes back to like
simplicity. Basics. Yeah, exactly. It's simplicity. It's knowing your materials, knowing your ingredients. Right? It's like salt and pepper. How does just a plain salt and pepper can make something taste so good?
Have you ever read The Alchemist?
No.
Okay. So, I mean, just not going to talk about it in depth, but what they're saying is about keeping it simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just the phrase abracadabra, it literally could have been, excuse you, sir. It literally could have been people back in the ancient days using the right words, moving their hands, moving the energy as I tap the microphone to allow things to levitate and move like a big pyramid Tetris game.
Well, you don't know that. But the thing about it, the thing that they're trying to, from what I've read and I've heard and everything, the things I've seen on TV, apparently these massive blocks are so tight together that you can't even get a little piece like of thin paper in there.
But they're so
like the way they have it set up and secret chambers and everything. It's like, I think it's Kin Tut's tomb that they haven't recovered yet. They've looked for it, or I don't know, they haven't recovered it. But there's so many things out there that they haven't found.
Yeah. I think that they haven't excavated into it because of the different chambers leading in.
That something could happen.
Exactly. Whomever built it, they thought about everything.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that.
It's a trap. It's a pretty much a trap for people that shouldn't be there. You get what I'm saying?
We shouldn't be trying to get up in there.
To me, it's like it's against the law in California to dig a funeral, to dig up graves and everything, because that's grave robbing. But yet here we are in another country excavating a person's grave. That's what it is. It's a person's gravesite. This is where they buried them, and this is what they did. It's like a king. If a king passed away, they buried him, and they buried him with treasures in a castle. You're not going to go excavate it.
I think the word is exhume.
Exhume. Excavate, exhume. Well, technically, you're excavating everything else.
True.
Exhuming the body.
The dick.
No, you're not exhuming the dick. Okay.
I was going to say the word of the day dictionary thing I've been doing. Like, that word came
exhume? Up. Exhume?
Exhume.
Okay, well, there you go, people. Exhume. To dig something up. To dig up a body.
To dig up a body.
Okay.
We're going to take a break.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to come back, and we're going to pick back up on this topic. Deal?
Sounds good.
All right. We'll be back soon. Welcome back, Padrino.
Thank you very much. Sorry, guys. We need a little break.
Refreshments.
Getting something to drink. We're parched.
Definitely parched.
So, to get back into topic. Teleportation machines, I think they've tried a lot. It's called a fax machine. I think that's the closest thing we've ever gotten to. I'm pretty sure they're trying for it, but there's so many things. Remember, our bodies are broken down into atoms. They thought molecules was the smallest thing. Then there's atoms and quarks.
Like, I think quarks is, there's something smaller than quarks now.
But you got to look at it. How do you break all that down and expect that to just transcend in another location?
And materialize there.
Yeah.
It makes me think of a couple of movies. I'm really surprised that you watch Deja Vu. A lot of people I've mentioned it to seems like Deja Vu, not to be so punny, but I'm really happy you watched it.
Hey, Denzel Washington, he's a smooth motherfucker.
Right? Like,
that motherfucker will like beat your ass, but look smooth doing it.
Agreed. So there's that movie. There's one other movie where the kids get a time machine. It's like the kid's birthday, and it's like in a basement. It's a more recent movie within the last like 4 years. I don't know if you kind of remember it, but
Jumanji.
It wasn't Jumanji. Well, that's true.
Well, actually, no. They teleported into a video game. There's a difference. They got sucked into something.
That's Jumanji too.
Yeah.
The first one was a board game.
No. Oh yeah. No, but the newest Jumanji. Because now there's two Jumanjis.
I haven't seen the third one.
Whatever. There's another movie I saw called Clock Stoppers. I wasn't really much about teleporting. I'd be more, this guy had a watch that would stop. It wouldn't stop time, but it'll make them travel faster than what normal it is.
I think that's the movie I'm talking about. They're kids, right?
Yeah, but he has a watch.
Yeah.
They're called clock stoppers. They're not a teleportation machine.
And then they ran out of time, or the clock broke or something.
Yeah, and they had to get it fixed. And they fixed it.
Yes. That's the movie I was thinking about. Okay.
So that's the movie. They're called clock stoppers.
Okay. So that honestly just kind of like amps me up, because I do believe that it exists. I believe, and I don't want to sound dark, but everything that a movie is made about, there is always truth. What is the word? There's truth in fiction?
Sure. I just don't see why some of the people that think about, like, Freddy Krueger, Jason, Halloween, those motherfuckers aren't in jail. They're writers. They're people with imagination. But you get, like, the local drunk to think about something like that. That motherfucker's in a psychiatric ward doing 20 to life.
The way that that is thought of.
Tell me. Because they wrote it on paper?
No, but it correlates back to a book that I'm currently listening to, that Ronan Farrow book, and it talks about an open secret. I think it was a documentary, too, a couple years back, where people don't believe it because it's so fucking crazy. It's so either terrible or grotesque, or it's just beyond our typical human sensitivity, like, that we don't think it's possible. And they're actually making movies about it. And
my thing is, you think about it. You have people who wrote it down, sold it to Hollywood, but they don't question that person. Like, what made you think of this? So, what made you think about a babysitter who gets murdered by a guy who's obsessed with killing his sister?
Okay.
But yeah, if I get drunk in a local party and I start thinking and coming up with that movie, they're going to look at me like, this motherfucker here is one crazy son of a bitch. Watch him. Don't go near him. Don't talk to him. This motherfucker will murder you. But if you get someone who has been like, who knows people in Hollywood or something, come up with this, no one questions him.
That's true.
No one does anything.
So are we questioning the people who came up with Men in Black?
No, Independence Day, same thing. Those people believe that there's other things out there. Like I said, I do.
Okay, so
I don't believe we're the only ones out there, whether it's an alien or whether it's an actual other living thing. Because how do we know there's not a planet like Starship Troopers, where they go fight a planet where it's just bugs? You get me? Smart bugs. I just feel like we're not alone in this vast universe.
I agree.
We haven't gone far enough to... We know there's another galaxy, but we don't know what's in that galaxy.
Do you think it'll ever be a reality? Like that movie, I think it's called District 9? It's where...
I've heard of it.
With the aliens. Like, yeah. There's like at a concentration camp for aliens, and then one of the dudes gets stabbed and his blood gets poisoned.
Honestly,
he's an alien.
I honestly believe there's a lot of stuff out there. Maybe it could be different chromosomes, different particles that's alive out there, you know, in another planet or another. We don't know that. We're not there to touch those things, to see, to study. We're going based on images and test results that a rover has sent back.
So do you believe here on Earth there's things that we would...
Yeah, look at, I think it's China and Mexico who have these huge caves, huge-ass caves. They have their own, like, weather system in there. Clouds, and it rains in there and everything.
I have seen that.
Mexico has an ocean with an underground river. Like, how is that possible here? There's so many places we haven't even explored.
I mean, if we're going to get creepy, there's Hollow Earth.
Hollow Earth, creepy, the core. You got to imagine, we don't know what's out there. Okay. You get me? So how the hell do we know we're alone or we're not?
Well, I'm with you. I agree.
There's so many more. And it's not like we have the money or the means for just a local person just to go and explore these areas. And then you have these countries that block certain things. I think there's an island by Scotland where it's forbidden for the people to go visit. You need like a government pass or something, because this is where they put so many bodies who were like the plague or, you know, all this. And that's where they died.
Like,
and
it's a quarantined island because of sickness?
Yeah. And those people died. This was like back in the day.
Or all the healthiest people live there and they don't want us to go plague it up.
You don't know that, neither do we. But we're going by history. Same thing with history. You know, Australia was started by criminals. A lot of people don't know when Australia started, it was started by criminals. Britain, English, like those back in the day, they had all the worst people, prisons and ships. And it came to overpopulation of all these criminals. So they went and they dumped them in Australia. They Australia was found, like, was created by criminals. Wow.
Like Vegas.
The first police force in Australia were by the, pretty much the criminals who were, like, the best behaved criminals.
Like the best of the KGB?
No, that was just the best behaved criminals. So those were the police force.
Hold on, so it could be, like, from different gangs, but they were so good.
They were just good behavior. It wasn't about good. No, it wasn't. Well, sure, the cops are a gang. It's like the military has their own. That's a gang. Marines is one, army, all of that. It's our own little culture. Everybody has their own little culture. Everybody has their own group. And it's everywhere. And groups and schools and everything. But I fail to believe. I cannot believe that we're the only ones here.
Okay. So that answers that question.
There it is.
We believe in aliens, in UFOs, flying saucers.
There's not a flying saucer. It's an unidentified flying object. We're not in the 1950s.
I wish.
It's not a flying saucer. It's an unidentified flying object. Same thing as
unidentified submerged object.
USO. A USO.
That's awesome.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. If you have more questions and want to know, ask us. Come on, hit us up on our Instagram. We'll be happy to answer these questions if you guys want to know more. If you need more advice, that's what we're here for.
Or topics. I think what people like is to hear the input of a male and a female on the same topic. Because, I mean, at the end of the show, we can kind of pick a random topic.
And if we could get a dog that talks, we'll get him on here too. I'm just saying, hey, the more opinions, the better. That's people true. Get a different perspective of something.
That's true.
Well, that's a dog. How do you like doggy style?
Oh, my gosh. Probably a...
So question, now we're done with door number one. We're done with door number two. Now we're going with door numero tres. Puerta numero tres.
Okay, so this question
Kyle.
comes from another podcast.
Comes from another podcast. Saying the podcast?
Yeah, we could say it.
The podcast is from?
What up, Patna?
What up, Patna? Shout outs to what up, partner. Also,
guys?
Happy birthday, Big A. Sorry we couldn't be there. Happy birthday. Hope you had a good time. Hope you remember the damn fucking night.
Yeah.
You know,
he
but
survived it.
He survived. That's good. Now, does he remember how he survived? Do you remember where your car was? But happy birthday. So this one is from what up, partner.
So the question is, a lot of people got their poison. What's yours? I know. I told you. It was open to interpretation because there
poison.
Was
poison. No- like poison that I would use to do something or poison, like what I feel like, what's my temptation, like something that.
Yeah, literally it says a lot of people got their poison. What's yours? So I'm, since it's open to interpretation, I guess I'll.
You started off. All
right.
So I got that's going to start it off con el pinche veneno.
All right. So when I read the question, I think like, what's your vice? Right? So for me, my poison, if I had to pick...
Morsi.
Look, that's the love of my life. That's different.
Hey, love is poison.
Love is everything. But no, that is not mine. That's not my poison.
Cats.
No, a mercat. No, that a mermaid and a cat, that might be the only thing that can compete with my other...
A cat that likes his water. Wow.
No, a mercat. It's half mermaid, half cat.
That's why. It's a cat that likes water.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that because I've never, like, actually had to bathe a cat.
Right. They bathe themselves.
They do. So, actually, that's like, a high competitor to my number one poison.
Okay.
Sugar.
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 Brown sugar?
Any type of sugar.
There you go, ladies, gentlemen. Sugar. Any type of sugar.
Is, this is where...
Get el azúcar.
Okay, padrino. So,
get la caña.
I haven't... Wow, el bastón. I want to get beat down by sugar cane. I don't know about all that.
I say beat down, but damn. Bondism, anybody? Bondism.
Bondism.
She likes it rough. She likes it rough. Le gusta duro.
Wow.
Duro, 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 duro.
So I actually took a screenshot.
Of your bastón?
Of my bastón, of my beat down. No, I took a picture when I kind of realized, like, shit. I have a fucking problem with sugar. So I was thinking this was on Wednesday, last Wednesday.
I think a lot of people have problem with sugar.
So last Wednesday, I was like, I would like to try a new alcohol.
You should go to the dentist. I don't want my wisdom teeth out. I want my sweet tooth out.
But you know.
What?
I don't even know where that tooth is located. It's one of those like
it's called
tooth.
In el estómago.
In el estómago, in the stomachs. Look, I'm just saying like, This is where I knew I had an issue. I'm going to show you a screenshot, and I want you to identify what you feel gave me that alert. What do you see?
A bottle of whiskey. Butter, peanut butter whiskey. Does it come with jelly?
It doesn't, but you know what I was thinking? Grenadine. So it's a peanut butter and cherry jelly shot. I don't know why. I feel like this is every
peanut party. Butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Wow. I like how my stomach jiggles.
I like the fact that I never knew what that banana was saying. Where you at? I didn't know that that's what it said. I thought it said, wait, shit. You're answering all these questions for me today. We should have never taken a break from recording.
You know what? That kind of reminds me of that song of, what's that song? Let me see. Let me pull it up. Because I interpreted it wrong.
Like, is it the Shaggy song?
No. It's a different song. Oh my God. Well, I can't play the song, can I? Let me see.
Something Dixie Train?
No.
What song is that one? I'm thinking of.
What Dixie Train?
It's like one of those songs from junior high, like. I got the. Oh, it's Temperature.
It's by J. Cole, Wet Dreams. And he said, and I ain't never did this before, no. But I guess the way he said it, I've always understood, I never did this before, porno.
Oh, okay.
And I was like.
That's weird.
Like, he talks about being a virgin, but he never did that before porno. So he did it. He lost his virginity. I don't know, but I interpreted it wrong.
Did it bother you every time you heard the song?
Yeah, I was like, what? And one time they told me, like, no, it's I ain't never did this before, no. Not, I didn't never did this before porno. So I was like, I felt so stupid. I was like, pinche pendejo.
Oh my God. You know what? Let's bring that back to an episode that we record later.
Yeah, you know what?
Misheard lyrics.
There you go. Guys, misheard lyrics, misheard quotes, misheard sayings. We want to know what it is. We want to know what you've misheard. Post it up. Let us know. We'll get it going.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on the next one for sure.
Yes, that's where it is. Peanut butter, where you at? Where you at?
Well, thank
peanut
you.
Butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly.
And that's when I knew I had a problem with sugar. I'm reeling it back in. Because I'm like, okay, I'm thinking of something like, I want to try a new drink. I'm typically old-fashioned, extra cherries. You know, I stick to what I know. I stick to whiskey. So I'm like, let me be adventurous this 2020.
How about this? Let's name 5 things of your poison. So we're going to go with your poison in men. Your poison in food, sweets, what other things could be there?
I think you should jot them down, even though it's going to sound like we're trying to do
something. No. Okay, so it's going to be poison in food, your poison in,
You said men, or in,
Relationships.
Okay.
Poison in relationship, poison in food, poison in sweets, like what's your, like, sweet, drink. Whether it's alcoholic or non-alcoholic, and poison in life. Like, what's something that, I need to get it all the time. Okay, so we'll go with poison in sweets.
For me, poison in sweets.
What is a go-to snack or whatever it is that has to be, like, your sweet thing?
Like peanut butter M&Ms.
Peanut butter M&Ms. Fuck. Can't do chocolate, can't do M&M's. Let's do fucking peanut butter M&M's.
Peanut butter M&M's because you know what? If you're smart and you bite it at the right angle.
At the ankle? you hear those commercials that actually has that motherfucking peanut butter?
Yep. Zombie time. No, I'm thinking like when you bite it a right way, you can have like a chocolate and then if you save the little peanut butter center on like the other side of your like mouth, you have peanut butter later. I'm weird.
Peanut butter later.
I love peanut butter M&Ms. I've had plenty, and I haven't had peanut butter M&Ms for, like, over a month.
Okay.
And I saw a bag. I saw, like, the orangeness of the bag. My mouth is watering.
Is it orange or is it red?
It's orange.
I thought it was red.
No, it's not. I thought so, too. It's, like, this bright, distinct fucking peanut butter M&M.
Okay,
orange.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
Calm your tits. Relax. Okay?
I miss them. But I also want to wear...
That's depressing.
That's not depressing. It's true.
I miss M&M's.
I do miss
M&M's. I miss my peanut butter M&M's.
But you know what? I'm not going to miss them when smaller clothes fit and I don't jiggle that much.
Smaller clothes fit and I don't jiggle.
Yeah. So I have to think I'm giving up overindulging in them for now. And then once I get to where I want to be...
peanut butter M&M's is the one thing that made you gain the weight or what?
Wow. No, it just helped a lot. No.
The calories per serving. It is not true, people. It is not true. Control your temptation.
Having no self-control isn't helping. Okay.
So what's we went sweets.
What's your sweets?
I have three.
It's one.
Oh, what?
It's like that backup team shit.
Oh, fuck it. Fuck it. Ding dongs. Ding dongs.
Out of all the candy sweets.
Fucking ding dongs, okay? It's a fucking cake covered in a little bit of chocolate with cream filling inside. Fucking awesome. Fucking awesome.
White chocolate ding-dongs?
No. What the fuck is that?
There's white chocolate ding-dongs.
I don't give a fuck. I don't fuck with that shit.
Just
plain old
Matilda there's certain, chocolate
there's
cake.
There's certain shit ding-dongs. You just gotta keep original.
Okay.
It's like Oreos. They fucked it up. Double Oreo. Stuffed. Fucking all the way stuff. Triple. Fucking orange Halloween. Motherfuckers keep it original. And did you know the Oreo was the actual knockoff?
Of hydroxy or yeah. Complex.
So, one of those. Like it was a yeah. People it was the one it was cause the name. It's the fucking name.
I did know that. Surprising. Yeah.
Okay. I got that. So let's go with food. What's your poison in food?
On many levels.
We're talking about food, like an actual food or the dish? Like a plate or something that you could always get.
I was gonna ask you if ice cream's a food, but I'm pretty sure
that's your sweet. That's sweet. That would be for sweets.
Damn it. No, I still pick peanut butter M&M's.
Okay, so
my dish or
is it dish or food? Let's just go with food. Just one basic
Italian.
Thing. Italian. Okay.
Tomato sauce on everything. Lasagna.
But yeah, you don't like ketchup.
I don't fuck with ketchup because, babe.
Fuck that. Don't give me the ketchup, but bring me that big, tall fucking can of fucking tomato juice over there.
Okay, are we talking about michelada?
No, we're talking about tomato paste, no, pasta, whatever. Pasta, honestly, right?
But yeah, pretty much anything Italian is kind of my weakness, like pizza, lasagna. I don't mess with ketchup because it gives me heartburn.
So Luigi turns you the fuck on, huh? That and Mario. It's a me, Mario.
You know what? I like
it's Luigi. It's a me, Luigi.
I'd pick Luigi. That red's too distracting. I feel like he's too much of like a glory whore. I'd rather go with the guy.
Hey, he got a bitch already. Her name Peaches. Mm. But she keeps fucking with Bowser, man.
She likes
he needs to. He needs to get the hint. She ain't being fucking held captive. She with Sancho, homie.
She is.
She with Sancho.
And he's chasing her.
Yeah.
All right. So what's
why do you think
dish?
He keeps getting to, like, dude.
Wrong house.
Stop fucking coming to my castles.
The GPS ain't working on her tracking device.
I know, right?
It's going to be like Jurassic Park.
Like, she wants the little Bowser. She wants that. The bow. That's what she wants. She doesn't want the Mario. She wants a big fucking.
I just love the fact that we're going back to your favorite dish.
All right, mine. What's my favorite dish?
I mean, it wasn't Mario and Luigi.
No, okay, yours is Italian.
Italian.
Mine's right. Sushi.
Okay, so all Japanese food or just sushi?
No, I guess you would say that's a dish. It would just depend, honestly. Like, could I have different ones? You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna stick to my original one, Mexican food.
Of course.
But we're talking about grandma cooking Mexican food. Like we're talking about mole, pozole, huevos rancheros, huevos con chorizo, milanesas, birria, al pastor. We're talking about shit grandma got down with.
So you're talking about being in the kitchen, seeing that block of lard and your finger poking through that cellophane.
Fuck yeah. All we're right. Talking about like that. Grandma fucking wooden spoon cooking.
All right.
The wooden spoon that fucking stirred every fucking pot in the fucking stove and somehow still tasted good.
Right?
We're talking about that kind
there was
of cooking.
No cross contamination.
No,
with that wooden spoon.
Right there. There's no
that's
fucking.
The right
there is no health code. There is nothing.
Una gringuita, pues sácatela de la boca y sigue tragando.
Yeah, that was it. That was fucking. That's we're talking true. About old school grandma. And shout out to all the abuelas out there still cooking for your grandkids and your kids. You know what? Much love for you. Much love.
I literally just thought about that. If there was a gringa in the caldo, did I say I need a new plate?
Fuck,
pull it out.
No. You pull it out. You don't say shit. It was never there.
No, because
it was never there.
Your plate might get taken away.
It was never there.
Si quieres renegar, no tragues. I'm like, I'll take all the gringas.
No.
I'm good.
And then my grandma would be like, cómetelo, porque hay niños que no tienen nada de comer.
Yeah.
Cómetelo. Okay. Okay.
Hold on, that also helped me gain the weight.
Yeah, grandmas don't believe in diets. Grandmas, abuelas do not believe in kids losing weight.
No, esa cara bonita. Yeah.
¿Qué onda quieres albóndiga? No. Alguien le encanta esa carne. No, that's it. My stomach was as big as a cazuela that she made menudo in. All
right, so we have our sweet, our main dish. What was our next
one? Relationships. You're poisoning relationships.
Poison as far as what'll soften me up when I'm pissed off?
No. Like, what's the one thing that a man has that would attract you right to them? That you know, that you would notice?
Intelligence.
Okay.
And you can tell. The way he stands, the way he speaks, the way he greets. There's a few key components that it's the instinct in a woman.
Okay. We intelligence. Kind of intelligence. All right.
And yourself in a opposite sex relationship?
Honestly... See, here's the difference when it comes to physicality with guys and girls. I'm a booty guy, so I can say the booty. The booty's like, fuck, bring that ass here. I'm just saying. But también los ojos, man. Like, some women have some beautiful fucking gorgeous fucking eyes and shit. And honestly, it's not like many women out there just went in like, hey, what's up? I want to talk. Let me get to know your personality. Like, get the fuck away, fucking weirdo and shit. So you got to go for two things. It's either a tit man, ass guy, or an ojo guy. Oh, some guys like legs.
Some guys like boobs.
That's what I said. You either tits, ass, eyes, or fucking legs.
Or smile. Or hair.
Yeah, but sometimes a smile could be fake.
That's true.
Ojos won't lie to you. A booty will... Booties can be fake, so can tits. But ojos will never lie.
So you're going with ojos or booty?
I'm going with ojos.
Says the man... From a small child was causing booty problems.
Oh, yeah. My mom would tell me that I would reach off my shoulder and be grabbing booty that I got my dad slapped a couple times.
And you're going with eyes.
I'm going with the ojos. All right. I guess it's maturity in me now. Somewhat. Ojos. Fuck
it. At some point, you have to make contact.
Yeah, you got to make eye contact. And if you can't look at the eyes, you're going to get trouble looking down.
I mean, the brown eye.
Yeah.
That booty.
So we're going to go with ojos. Okay, right. And the next one was, let's see, we got food, we got sweets, relationships. What else was the other one?
Told you to write it down, Padrino.
I don't believe in writing it down. Writing shit down is for pussies.
So this is the man who's forgetting number three.
Number three, that is three.
Oh, shit, four.
Four.
Oh, no, I'm not good. You said, like, overall poison in
life. Oh, yeah, life, just life. What is it? Is it buying cars, getting tattoos, going to concerts, stuff like that?
The one thing that, like, I'll always be down for.
Drinking.
And it'll get me in trouble. And no love.
No love?
Love. Love is the thing.
Love will be the thing?
Yeah. That's my poison because I believe.
I thought you said no love. Fuck love. No love for nobody.
No.
My poison is to destroy love.
No, my poison is love because I always try to see the best in people and I get overly emotionally invested in worrying about their happiness when they're not worried about their own. And I should only be worried about mine. So love is mine.
Okay.
Your overall poison in life.
My kids. I love my kids. I love my daughters. And honestly, like, you know, that's my poison. You do anything for them, no matter what, good, bad. That's my poison. But that's me. That's my personal opinion, you know? So that's what it is. That's my poison. So, you know what? I want to throw this question back out there to what up, partner? What's your poison? Let us know.
Right.
What is your poison?
It was open to interpretation.
Yeah, open to interpretation. Let us know. What's your poison in food, in sweets, in relationships, and in life? Let us know what's up. You know?
All right. And so, just to wrap things up, we have a couple minutes left. Here's that random question. I want to know what your, Padrino, funniest gym experience is.
You know, I'm fat, so you know I haven't gone to the gym in a while, so I don't think there's much. That's the funny joke, my experience. Me saying I'm going to go to the gym and I don't go. There it is.
Jim's Burger.
That's my experience.
That's a funny story.
That is my funny story. You saying never, I'm going to go to the gym and I don't go.
You've never fallen off a treadmill or dropped a weight?
Do I look white to you?
No.
Then no.
Why? Because you're good at running because you're brown?
Yeah.
That's racist.
How's that racist?
I don't know.
It's not racist.
Everybody can run.
You sure?
I hope so. I mean, they could waddle.
But the that's not running.
They're, yeah, true. So really, that's your funny gym joke?
Hey, saying I'm going to the gym. You know how many people laugh when they say that? Hey, I'm going to go to gimnasio. That's funny, dog. No, that's funny, dog. No. Especially when I don't have a gym membership pass.
Oh. All right. So mine is, I thought that I could, you know, lift
pick weights. Up on the guy.
I don't go to the gym for that. I make no eye contact. I have my earphones in. I am literally just trying to get to the fucking weights. That's it. I will do cardio for 60 fucking 5 minutes because I think the bench is going to open up. No, this lady's iPads. They're holding her fucking spot. That's another thing. I'm just saying, like, my whole thing with the gym, I thought I could lift weights. They were kind of getting heavy. I was doing something. I try to put my weights on my knees like the other buff people around me do. I'm strong hand, right hand, weak hand, left hand. I dropped the left-handed dumbbell down my leg and got, like, this horrendous bruise down my leg for, like, 2 weeks. Like, that was, like, welcome to 2020. You have absolutely no upper body strength, Mike.
Okay, here's one. I was going to the gym with my boy Mike, one of my best friends, Mike. Hit him up, everybody. He does tattoos, really good tattoos and everything. You know, I'm gonna give him a shout out and all that. His name is let me get his name and everything
because his handle.
He keeps changing that motherfucker. I swear that fool changes it like calzones and shit.
That's good. He's cleanly.
He's cleanly. That's what it is. Let me see.
Or indecisive. We'll go with cleanly. Women like cleanly.
Yeah, they do. That is true. They do. The women do like cleanliness. Let me see this.
But you know, searches for the handle.
I am searching. I am searching. I am searching. I am searching. Let me see. I want to make sure it's right. You know, I'm trying to.
10, 9, 8, mm-hmm. 7, 6. Mm-hmm. 5, 4, 3.
Okay, here we go. His handle is Champagne Tattoo Poppy Tattoos.
Okay.
Okay. So there it is. Well, we went to the gym. We're working out, and somebody that was working out with us thought they could lift the same we did. So he tried it and he farted.
But did he have his headphones on?
Well, yeah, he did. He didn't hear it, but he farted. But I think he felt it.
If he can't hear it, it didn't happen.
But he felt it.
But on that note, that's all the time we have today.
All right. So we want to thank everybody for joining us again for this brand new decade, brand new year. Hope everybody's having a good night and enjoy it.
Yeah. Leave questions and suggestions in our DM at Tacos con el Padrino. Thanks again for coming back.
Bye.